You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yeah, weather possible this afternoon and this evening, Ben.
Yeah, it is for the next couple of days as well.
Main threats will be hail and damaging winds as communities along the Missouri River are facing flooding. Several levees have breached. They had to stop sandbagging because it's just not going to help now.
Wow.
In Hardin, Missouri and other towns across the Missouri River.
It's a real serious situation with this weather and the flooding, boy.
Still need your help. The American Red Cross is taking financial donations. You can text 90999 to give a $10 donation. What'd you get into last night?
Oh, I got some work done last night. Watched a little hockey while, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs are on. Why you give me that look?
I didn't look at you at all.
Yes, you did. You raised your little eyebrows at me.
I didn't look at you, though.
But, the St. Louis Blues, they tied the series up with the Boston Bruins. So it's tied up 2-2. Now it's a best of three series.
Yes, sir.
Yes. What you do?
I finished watching When They See Us on Netflix. So needless to say, I spent the majority of my evening going between anger and crying. I just felt so terrible for those young men whose lives will never be the same ever again. And the one who got it the worst was Corey Wise. He wasn't even a part of the list of folks that they were looking for, but one of his friends, Yusef, was on the list. So he went with him just to be like a moral support and got jammed up. He was actually 16, so he served his time in real jail, like men's jail. And the rest of the young men were in juvie. And he just endured such a terrible, terrible, terrible time in jail with the adults.
16. You know, you are a kid.
Exactly.
You are a kid at 16. No matter... You know, if you some of my young folks listening right now, no matter how grown you think you are, all right, and this is not nothing bad, but you are physically and mentally still a kid at 16 years old.
I think I read somewhere that males don't even, your brain is not even fully formed until your late 20s, early 30s. Like, you're not even completely developed.
And that's why
at all.
And that's why I say, Shay, I understand, you know, there are crimes that need or that recommend jail, you know. But I think along with jail, there should be some sort of counseling involved. You know, some people don't have the right upbringing, for lack of a better term. But in this situation, he should not have been in an adult jail, period.
At all.
Yeah.
And it seemed as though he may have had some developmental issues as well. Mm-hmm. The way that the actor portrayed him was almost like he was just a little bit slow. Mm-hmm. And
that's a whole other set of circumstances right there.
It just was life-changing watching that. Ava DuVernay did such a great job. I don't think anyone could walk away from that not feeling something and not thinking to themselves, I need to educate myself and my family on what to do if you're ever caught up in a situation.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s with a couple of thunderstorms on the way later on. Your cloudy is 71 right now in Lee Summit. Shade, what's popping?
Beehive form.
Okay.
Did you hear the people forming?
No, I didn't.
Beehive form. Okay,
are you
try
okay
one more
over
time.
There?
Let me try one more time.
Are you all right?
Beehive form. There we go. Beyonce shared a new promo for The Lion King yesterday, and it features her as Nala.
Simba, you have to take your place as king.
Everyone calm down. We're here.
The backup has arrived.
Timon and Pumbaa.
What about your excitement level?
I want to see it. You know, I don't get excited for a lot of stuff, but, you know, this is about me, my autobiography. And,
boy!
I want to go see it. Matter of fact, my nephew wants to go see it with me, so I think he's going to come here specifically to go see that movie with me.
Donald Glover, Seth Rogen, Alfred Woodard, Chiwetel Ejiofor is also in it. I'm excited.
Yes, it's going to be good.
Lil Nas X's Old Town Road has become the longest-running Billboard Hot 100 number one for 2019.
Take that, country music fans.
Ninth week at number one.
I'm proud of that young man. He's good for life now.
You think for life?
Oh, yeah. He's making $350,000 a week off streams alone.
Mm.
That's not counting shows. That's not counting the Wrangler deal he has. That's not going to count album sales or the EP that he's about to drop.
I hope he saves that money.
Right, me too.
Harlem is now recognizing June 1st as Nipsey Hussle Appreciation Day.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Officials came together and made the announcement at the famous Rucker Park in Harlem.
President Gail Brewer, Congressman Adriano Espaillat, Councilmember Bill Perkins, Assemblymember Al Taylor, and Assemblymember Inez E. Dickens, we are here today to announce June 1st, 2019, will be forever known as Nipsey Hussle Appreciation Day right here in the village of Harlem. We are going to make sure from Harlem to L.A. to wherever you live, you know that Harlem has your back and that we love Nipsey Hussle. We love what he represents. We love what he's done for his community, and we all need to follow in his footsteps. So thank you very much.
Yes. That, you know, when you make a big impact from coast to coast, say, a California man getting honored in Harlem, that says a lot.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Mm. And you told me that Harlem isn't big.
No, it's a neighborhood.
It's just a neighborhood. This whole time I'm thinking like it's his own city.
No, it's a neighborhood.
That's crazy.
It's uptown Manhattan. The upper portion of Manhattan is considered Harlem.
Okay.
Yeah. President Barack Obama spoken out about Drake trolling at the NBA Finals.
Get him, president!
Not really. He just said, is he behaving himself?
No.
Stop being a hater all your life, Brian. God.
That's appropriate, though, would you just play?
You know what else is appropriate?
Man, you corny!
That's Drake. Straight up and down.
Dear.
Man, you corny!
One more time for the road.
Man, you corny!
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I ain't got no gas in my car, and I left my purse at home, so I have to go all the way back home.
Brian, run over there.
No, I'm at work. She should have thought about that last night.
No, just run and help her right fast.
We're at work right now. I can't be...
How far away are you, girl?
Girl, I done made it home now.
See,
now
she
I'm about to go to the gas station, so...
Just call off work.
I'm just mad because I had to go all the way back home.
Listen, just take the day off, all right? Call off work.
That will make it worse, Brian.
No, it won't. She got vacation days.
No, she don't.
You got
you're right. I don't got no vacation day.
You know what?
Contract, so I need my money.
Ma'am, you just SOL then. All right? Call your Uber or something then.
She on the way to the gas station
not
now.
So, are you going to quit trip?
Y'all might be trying to come find me.
No, ain't nobody.
Nah.
Listen, we need you to get us something, though. Say
you want
something? I want some iced tea and some water and some taquitos. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Quit trip.
Well,
say what you want.
She's on her way to work.
All right, who is this?
I'll bring it to you tomorrow. Please, this is Gretchen.
All right, Gretchen. Have a good one.
Bye, girl.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
1 week away from the start of our conversation with the candidates, Jolie Justice, Quentin Lucas will both be on the show, talking about their plan for the town, answering your questions, and try to have a little fun with them, too.
It's going to get realer than real on the Morning Grind.
Think Jolie Justice know who Megan Thee Stallion is?
she might.
Think you know who? Do you think Quentin knows who DaBaby is?
Oh yeah, Quentin knows. He definitely does.
We'll find out. So a new study has been released saying that you don't necessarily need 10,000 steps per day, which had been recommended for many, many years.
Thank God, because I only get about 2,000 in.
You think?
I don't know.
There's so many differing studies that come out. You kind of just don't even know what the heck to do. Mm-hmm. They're saying that the health benefits kind of level off after 7,500 steps. Mm. And 4,400 is like a, you know, a nice little round number to get, you know, some noticeable positive benefit.
Just walk till you get tired. That's what you should do. If your legs start getting tired and you might be running out of breath or something, that's when you know you good.
Don't listen to him.
Why not? What?
How you gonna give fitness advice?
Well, obviously, they don't know what they talking about, so why don't I just join in on the party?
Why not? These are doctors.
You just said they didn't.
I didn't say they didn't know what they were talking about.
Well, you said there were varying studies.
I said sometimes it's confusing about what to do, because for years, 10,000 was what was recommended.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling y'all right now, just, you know, after you eat something, go walk real quick. Go right back to your desk and sit down.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
New video hit the web over the weekend. Brian, sometimes people have to understand that just because you apologize for something does not mean that apology has to be accepted.
But you called me a...
Stay here. My mother died.
I understand that, but you called me a...
No, I'm sorry.
You weren't sorry when you said it on the phone.
I was... Listen, there was
no,
people screaming
at
home.
At the end of the day,
I need the climate
that we live in today, society...
I said I was sorry.
I understand that, but it's above me now.
I need a room tonight.
Well, there's the best restaurant next door.
No, please, let me hear. My daughter's here.
I'm sorry, but, I mean, I was on the phone when you said it.
I said I'm sorry. Please, I've had a horrible day.
And I had a horrible time when hearing that.
He won't let me in.
It's above me. She called me a...
Sir, my grandma just died.
I understand that, but it's above me.
Please let me.
It's above me. Sorry.
I got my credit card.
The best restaurant is next door.
Sir, the rest of our family is here.
I understand that, but it's above me.
Please, I apologize.
She said what she said.
Congratulations to that young man.
That's my new catchphrase. It's above me now.
That's everybody's
Anything,
phrase.
I don't care what it is. It's above me now.
Man, hey, he held his cool. The posture was right. The comebacks was right. He didn't curse at the lady. He used what she said against her.
Best Western is next door.
Shay, you want me to go get you some water? I can't.
It's above me now. So anytime you get to talking crazy, the Best Western is next door. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's above me now.
You know that's going to be a part of the show now, right?
It should be. Sometimes you have to get people together in a very clear, concise way.
Yeah.
There's no reason to let your blood pressure elevate. You need your lisinopril after you get to dealing with strangers. I let my blood pressure only go up for people that I know and love. Everybody else, psh.
It's above me now.
Exactly.
Stacy, we are not above the law. What you got for us this morning?
Well, hey, okay, hey, boo, first of all, okay, so I'm live in the studio. Shout out to all of the people that gave me so much love in my glitter booth during Pride Festival this weekend. We're going to be going over three things to make your startup business pop this summer, and so Jay-Z is a new billionaire. We're all chasing that bag, so come back at 7:35. I'll be talking about three things to make your startups pop this summer, and I'll be talking about my cupcake challenge.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s with the PM thunderstorm coming up. Cloudy at 72 right now. on the 19th episode. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. I can't believe this lady is still alive. Dr. Ruth Westheimer is 91 years old today.
That's a sex doctor, ain't
it? Uh-huh.
Arr.
Angelina Jolie is 44 today. Al B. Shore.
My dog.
In effect mode. The original Shoulders Dance. Yeah, 51 yeah, years old today. Yeah. And another light-skinned R&B king. I must confess it, girl. El DeBarge. 58 years old today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on June 4th.
Shouts out to the Jigga Man. He's officially the first hip-hop artist to become a billionaire.
My dog!
According to Forbes, placed him on the cover of this issue. He's amassed a fortune of over $1 billion.
Woo!
Which includes liquor, art, real estate, and investments. This is awesome.
That's my dog.
It looked like Diddy was going to surge past everybody at one point, and then he kind of started going backwards just a little bit.
Oh.
I think because he wasn't going full steam with a lot of, you know, his endeavors anymore.
Right.
And Jay-Z's been diversifying that portfolio and really adding new businesses.
Yes, he has.
To what he does.
Yeah. Congratulations, dog.
I'm trying to tell you. Let me hold about $20.
He got it for you.
Pride Month is officially started, and a host of celebrities are posting messages in support of the LGBTQ community, including actor-comedian Marlon Wayans. He's a friend of the show. We've had him on several times.
Yep.
Apparently, his daughter is a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah. So he posted a message to her, "Happy Pride to my pride and joy. I couldn't change one thing about you. Love you to the moon and the sun, through the galaxies and back again." And of course, trollers began, you know, making comments, negative comments to Marlon Wayans about his daughter. One person said, you know, she's too young to know, you know, what she loves. She's 19 years old.
Yeah, she probably old enough.
She's old enough at 19 years old to know what she wants. And so he kind of just got everybody together in an afternoon, one by one, just
afternoon
broke them
delight.
Down. You know what I'm saying? You can't say things about people like
you
that.
Say, Shay, you can't come out your mouth.
For real. People come out their mouth all the time. And then until somebody, you know, do you a quick pop. You know, I'm all for the quick pop.
You was acting all tough and hardcore.
That's this man's daughter. Mind your business. I'ma peel your face off like a grape. That's the long and the short of it. Mind your business.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Thank God we've got a lawyer in the family. As I was watching When They See Us, I thought about Stacey Shaw last night.
Woof.
And how we may need to get her to come in and do a clinic on your rights and knowing what to do if you're encountered by the police.
Stacey, let's get to it.
Yeah, well, I do those clinics, so that's not going to be any problem. This summer is going to be a money-making summer. If you have a startup, new business, or existing business, summer is a really great time to refresh your business and your perspective. So here's three things that you can do to ball out this summer with your startup. Okay, one, you want to have a strong marketing plan. I've been in the community for a long time. I do all the community events that I can. You're going to want to take advantage of all of the outdoor festivals and all of the people that are going to be coming out and directly interacting with your brand. Number two, this is a great time to diversify your product offerings. And so when I say diversify, you can diversify within the product that you already do. For example, if you are a family lawyer, okay, so if you're a family lawyer, instead of just doing paternity cases, expand onto other cases like divorce or have, you know, prenuptial agreements. If you are a baker, you're going to introduce a new line of desserts. A really great example of that was when they came out with the cronut. Okay, so mixing a croissant and a donut. People are going to be outside. They're going to be spending money. They're open to trying new things because the weather is going to be very hot, but still awesome. And so expand within your own product offering. Okay, number three, collaborate with other businesses. I love collaborations. So I do collaborations with a lot of community with a lot of community organizations and with other businesses. But if you are going to go into a for-profit joint venture, make sure you have a tight joint venture agreement that outlines people's responsibilities, who's going to pay certain things, how you're going to handle taxes, how you're going to handle the money when it comes in, and make sure you have an attorney review it. That's really important because I have a lot of people that come to me on the back end and they're saying, oh my gosh, well, I started doing this thing, I didn't consult with you, I didn't have a contract, and then they're trying to figure out how to get out of it on the back end. And so one, strong marketing plan, include community events; two, diversify your product offerings; and three, collaborate with other businesses. A really great example of that, which I love, is Cole Haan Nike. It's the best of both worlds. Business in the front, running in the back. So I want to remind you guys, make sure to get out and vote June 18th. We were doing voter registration all up until May 22nd. Felons, as long as you are not, if you've been convicted of a felony, as long as you are not on probation, parole, or currently incarcerated, you can vote. You do not have to ask for your rights back. Just register to vote and show up. Until next time, good luck. God bless. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Stacey Shaw Law. You can hit me up on my website, StaceyShawLaw.com, or you can call my office for free business advice at 816-359-1877. And until then, good luck. God bless. Don't forget to vote June 18th.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Bad news for millennials. That's defined as ages 18 to 35. You're a part of that.
Yep.
They found that the average net worth of a millennial was just $8,000.
Oh, y'all broke.
A 34% drop for that age group since 1996.
Yeah, that ain't good for the future. Y'all gonna be begging and staying with y'all parents forever.
Study notes that because of today's high cost of education, healthcare, housing, transportation, and food are costing millennials big time.
Making that real money.
This is what happens when you live in a club.
You think that's it?
Well, I think it's a variety of reasons. I think it's that. I think it's money not taking a high priority in folks' lives. I think that's a real thing.
You think young people don't care about money?
Yeah, I really do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think they care about more how they feel, more about, I guess, the community.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I don't think they care about
money. So the Gucci belt and all of that, no.
Some folks, yeah. Of course, you're going to have your
30-inch bundles, no.
You're going to have your sector of greedy folks. But as a whole, I don't think money is as important as it was to, you know, like Generation X, which was the generation before millennials. I really think that about some younger people. Don't you think that would be a little bit higher? Because that is awfully low.
I think, like, when I think about my nieces and nephews, and they're in the younger end of that 18 to 35, they don't care about money because they'll wait their parents out. Like, if my nephew needs a haircut, he'll just wait until his father's like, "You look terrible. Here's $20. Go get your hair cut."
You know, I'm not saying.
So he'll wait it out.
I'm not calling them lazy per se, but I think a lot of millennials are lazy, and they want instant gratification, and they're not willing to work for.
They all live at home still.
Mm-hmm.
The cars they drive were bought by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the upper end of that, though.
Yeah, I'm an older millennial. I'm really more Generation X than millennial, to be honest with you.
Oh, you in there. You 33.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm talking about how I live my life and my attitude about a lot of stuff. Yeah, I really feel that way. Well, if your ex is broke, and he might be a millennial or she might be a millennial, hit our line and flex on your ex.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind. and on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
It's 2019. You know, I'm moving on to bigger, better things. He tried to have me out here looking bad. We broke up. We lived together. It was a whole thing. And I had to do stoops because I just wasn't being treated right. He was broke. I was handling everything.
Did he have the nerve to cheat on you too?
Yeah, but he was real sneaky about it. It was more so of him being private and sneaky about it, and he really wasn't willing to be a man and admit to his faults when it came down to it, or he would just keep it a secret and I just would never know about it. There's probably some stuff that I don't know about right now to this day.
You sound like a nice, sweet woman.
I am. Never moving in with a man ever again. That was the worst decision ever.
Don't be shacking up. Don't do it.
Yeah. No, not at all.
All right, well, thank you for calling. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
103, flex on your ex.
My ex is definitely broke. Me and him broke up, and basically he's going up to my cousin's hair salon like he want to get his dreads retwisted, and he ain't even got no money. I'm just like, what are you doing? Stop.
No more family discount.
There never was none, but it's definitely none now. Like, I don't know what his problem is. He needs to stop going to her shop.
I'm trying to think of what kind of man would want to go beg his way back like that, because that's what he's doing. He's trying to guilt trip his way back into your life.
Yeah, he just wants some attention, and I haven't been calling his phone or nothing, so he continuously goes up to my cousin's hair salon to harass me, talking about me to her.
Oh yeah, you ain't gonna pillow talk your way back into a relationship, fam. Yeah.
No way, fam. Yeah.
Alright, well, have a good one.
Thank you, bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a PM thunderstorm coming up. Cloudy is 73 right now. The Grand View Triangle. Shade was popping.
Yesterday, I watched the Red Table Talk with Ciara. And she talked about her decision to actually leave Future, of course, without mentioning his name.
Boy. I would have moments when I'd be in the car, in the shower, and I'd be crying. Like, I was like, I have few moments I'd be crying, different settings. And I'd be like crying because I am not in the happiest place and it hurts what I'm going through.
What was the most painful aspect of that?
The most painful.
Was it the breakup? Was it the idea of being a single parent?
It was a combination of everything.
Right.
Because none of it was ideal. I grew up with my mom and my dad being together. The idea of it being mommy and daddy that made baby.
Yeah.
And then also you're living your life in front of the world.
Yeah.
And that adds a whole other layer.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm failing right now.
Other people,
they're gonna roast me.
Yeah.
Here they come in the comments. You know,
exactly.
All that stuff, you know, it's real. You can't help but to think of it.
Woo. Yeah. That stuff is real, definitely. And it can get to you too, you know, with the people on the internet chomping at the bit.
She's in a really good place. I'm happy for her and her love that she has with Russell Wilson. It seems like it's really real.
When Russ came into our lives, Future was 10 months old. Oh. It was different.
Yeah.
I never had that feeling in my life.
What was the feeling? What was it?
It was just like, it was calm. The thing is that feeling doesn't happen, though.
Yeah.
When Russ and I met, we were being friends first. He actually met my family in the friend setting.
Oh, awesome. Got it.
Because it was not only me, but it was also my dad.
Yeah.
When he saw us all together for the first time in person. When we talked, we were connecting in every way, and we talk about being equally yoked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his conversation, it was just different. The way he looked at life, it was different. Yeah. Also, the energy with my son, it just felt right. And then, of course, the consistency. That consistency is so crucial.
Yeah. It is.
People can show up real nice on day one, day two, day three. He was like this, open arms. Like,
he's like, both of y'all, come
like,
on.
I got you.
She done went from, you know, Percocets and Promethazine and selling nickel bags from 39th Street to now she's eating vegan food and working on computer parts. Congratulations, Sierra.
Computer parts? Uh-huh. She also talked a little bit about the prayer that she prayed to bring Russell into her life. Mm. And, you know, she didn't give a specific wording, which I was looking for. Mm. But she said that she prayed for a man who loved God and someone who would love her the way she deserves to be loved. So,
oh, help me, Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
I just said that.
You did.
While we were... Why did you record that, Brian?
You know how I do. You know how it gets down. Yeah. Oh,
the new promo for The Lion King was released yesterday. Of course, it features Queen Beyoncé as Nala.
Simba, you have to take your place as king. We need you.
Coming.
We're here. Oh, everyone, calm down. We're here. The backup has arrived.
Oh, yeah. Is it? What a perfect way to kick off Leo season. You feel me? July 19th, it goes down. All my Leos, we're going to be in the building. We're going to take over the Lion King theaters all over the country.
Is that what you're going to do?
Rawr. We're going to take over, Shay.
Shouts out to Harlem, USA. They have officially named June 1st Nipsey Hussle Appreciation Day.
President Gail Brewer, Congressman Adriano Espaillat, Councilmember Bill Perkins, Assemblymember Al Taylor, and Assemblymember Inez E. Dickens, we are here today to announce June 1st, 2019, will be forever known as Nipsey Hussle Appreciation Day right here in the village of Harlem. We're going to make sure from Harlem to L.A. to wherever you live, you know that Harlem has your back and that we love Nipsey Hussle. We love what he represents. We love what he's done for his community, and we all need to follow in his footsteps. So thank you very much.
Isn't that wonderful?
Do they have a Dame Dash Day or a Cameron Day?
I don't know.
For as much as they done for Harlem. Nah, but it's well deserved for Nipsey, man. Just such an impact made from coast to coast, fam. Just a Cali dude getting love in New York like that. You'll never see that, Shane.
Beautiful.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.